We have a full house today, and we do have Darren Duarte with the Brockton Police. He's the Director of Communications. Officer Nicole Anderson, Brockton Police Officer. Sergeant Mike Livingston, also from Brockton Police. And your lovely companion here today, young Miss Charlotte. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And you were here to talk about something fun, and it's the second annual First Responder Community Jamboree. Now, that's a mouthful, and from all the things I see here listed, this sounds like a blast. Darren, so nice to have you in studio today.
Well, thanks, Christine. This is a chance for families in Brockton and even elsewhere to come, have fun, and meet with cops in a relaxed social atmosphere. It doesn't get any better than this. There are games, plenty of free food, and this is our second time doing it, and we hope to continue this for a long time.
That sounds terrific. Now, time and place.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Brockton Fairgrounds.
That's right. What about rain or shine? Is it on?
Yes, as a matter of fact, in the event there is rain, but I've been checking the weather forecast every single day, and it looks like it's going to be a great day, 78 degrees and sunny. But if there happens to be rain, it'll be the following day, that Sunday, from 11 to 3.
Now, that's
same location.
That's Officer Nicole Anderson. If you thought you were listening to a forecaster for one of the TV stations, I think that could be your I think that could be your next job.
Let me think about that.
You you had me very impressed earlier. You said you had a lot of great community support from this, and this included local businesses. And you mentioned Shaw's.
Yes.
Tell me about the free food, because you know the way it is. If you've got a piece of birthday cake here, 20 people just show up. But you've got some great food. Tell me a little bit about the menu.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Shaw's is one of our greatest supporters, and we're super grateful to have them on board as a partner. They're going to be providing our hamburgers, our hot dogs, our condiments, our bread rolls, our hot dog rolls. They're going to be providing fruit, cookies, brownies, water, chips. For all these people that we hope to attend, it's going to be great, and I'm just so grateful for Shaw's.
Now, it's not just, you know, coming and eating food and meeting, you know, meeting first responders. You've got some great activities, too.
We absolutely do, and every year we're going to try to do bigger and better, but we're going to have a face painting station, arts and crafts station, dunk tank, clown striker. We have a baseball challenge, basketball challenge. We actually have the Brockton Fire Department this year, which is going to be super cool. They're going to be doing a water hose blaster target station. The kids are going to love that. Okay.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. In addition to things like the cotton candy station, popcorn station, snow cone station, it's going to be a great time.
Wow. Darren.
One of the things that was a huge hit last time was when the Massachusetts State Police came in.
Oh, yeah.
With the air wing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. That's cool.
So they land.
Yes.
All the kids, their parents. And then you have the people in charge of that giving a short aviation class to the kids. Very exciting.
It's wonderful. Exciting. We also have another member of the Brockton Police Force, and that's Sergeant Mike Livingston. Thanks so much, Sergeant Livingston, I presume?
Yes, that's me.
I know, you've got people having fun here. Let me put that mic right in front of you. Now, you're involved in this too. What's your role in all this?
So, I'll be there just to really interact with everyone, just to give another element and aspect of what we do. As we talked earlier today, you were telling about when you see a teacher at the supermarket, we really want to interact with our community, let you know that we're humans too, and we're actually a resource for you, we're an ally and an advocate for you. And that's why Charlotte's going to be
there
too.
We have a lovely young visitor here today, Charlotte. You're going into what, the seventh grade? Can't believe that. You're so mature. Now, when you hear about all these activities that are happening on Saturday, aren't you kind of excited about going?
Yeah, I'm really excited for the dunk tank and, like, the whole the water hose thing. Yeah. And I really want to do, like, the arts and craft. I think that's going to be really fun.
Now, when you hear dunk tank, is there somebody that you want to be dunked in that tank?
Yeah, my dad.
Okay. See, I set you up for that one. You knew it was coming.
That's a big setup.
That is wonderful. Now, Officer Anderson, tell me a little bit more about some of the stakeholders. You have a lot of support, because when they say Jamboree, you're not kidding.
Oh, no.
This is big.
It's big. And honestly, as the years go by, it's going to get bigger and bigger. I can't even tell you how many people reached out via email or phone call and was like, we want a partner. How do we make this happen? Mm-hmm. So some of our stakeholders that we have that will be continuing with that partnership is the Brockton Public Schools. Obviously, we have Chartwells. We have the Brockton Fire Department, State Police. We have BEMA. We have the BAT Bus. We have the Plymouth County District Attorney's Office and the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department, Brewster Ambulance, Good Samaritan, Brockton Neighborhood Health Center. We have the Boys and Girls Club, Safe Corners, and that's just to name a few. The list continues to go on and on. And what's also cool is that we're going to have a touch a truck part of this, 100%. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have 5 emergency vehicles that will be there for the kids to actually really get into, see lights and sirens, get inside, and maybe think about a future career.
Okay, when you said, I'm thinking, are you allowed to turn on the siren?
Yes.
You
know,
yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
I think you'll have some adults trying to get in there, too, to do that. Darren, tell me a little bit about who is welcome to this. Is this citizens of Brockton, kids, too? What are the rules?
So if you're a minor child, we want you to come with your parent.
Okay.
But it's for all Brocktonians, all Brockton residents. Mm-hmm. But other folks can come as well.
100%.
You come with a Brockton resident, because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is show the entire community, the greater Brockton region, that police, firefighters, other first responders, as the sergeant said, we are your ally.
Absolutely.
We're here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having young folks come, especially because sometimes their ideas are formed very young, we want to get them in the early stages so they can see, you know, what you see on TV, what you see on social media is not necessarily the case of how police officers are out in the streets and out in the community, because sometimes they only hear the bad stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And again, we know it. News is what's bad. But most of the time, police are there to help people.
Yes.
Police
mm-hmm.
are there. If you look at it, we'll analyze all the calls that they go on, it's helping individuals.
Mm-hmm.
People, they're choking. The baby's choking. We save the baby. Something else is happening. An emergency. It's actually helping and saving lives.
Right.
That's what most of the things that these folks do.
Right.
I'm in awe of the sergeant and Officer Anderson. They deal with the public, and they're helping the public with their basic needs on a daily basis. And once in a blue moon, when something goes awry, it's a bad call. But you know something? There's 99,000 calls where that did not happen,
mm-hmm.
and they saved their life.
Right. Time and place again for people who might just be listening to this second annual First Responder Community Jamboree.
The Brockton Fairgrounds on
440 Belmont Street.
440
it's going to be
Street,
this Saturday.
Across from the Harbor Bank. That's where the entrance is.
It's
11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
on this Saturday.
Yes. Let's bring back that true sense of community.
That sounds great. And you've got that great menu there. You've got all these great sponsors. Is there anything that I haven't asked you folks that you want to make sure that people know about this community jamboree? Sergeant?
No, just to add on, I really want you guys to see and come fellowship with us with our hair down, you know, relaxed environment, plenty of food. I'm hoping it's fun, okay? I know the DJ is going to be killing it. We're just going to enjoy each other and show what Brockton's all about.
And Charlotte, tell us what you think our young listeners will want to know about coming on Saturday. Why do you think they should show up? Because I know you're going to be there.
I think they should show up for like the baseball challenge in the dunk tank and maybe the water hose and the inflatable obstacle course.
Oh.
That would be so fun.
Okay. Yeah, her eyes just lit up with that one.
Absolutely.
And you're definitely
absolutely.
Going in the dunk tank, I believe.
Sure. What about the face painting station?
Oh,
you going to get your face painted?
Yeah. I love doing paint, you know, stuff.
We're gonna
I think
Charlotte
they would
to
like
work.
It. Yeah.
Well, this is awesome. We're going to get this information up online so people can check this out. And again, we want to thank our in-studio guests here today. I'm going to go right down the line, Officer Nicole Anderson.
Thank you.